Wrapping up our program today, Denise Morris gives us a preview of a 2014 film called Pride that will be featured at an upcoming DSA event. It's the summer of 1984. Margaret Thatcher is in power and the National Union of Mine Workers is on strike, prompting a London-based group of gay and lesbian activists to raise money to support the strikers' families. Initially rebuffed by the union, the group identifies a tiny mining village in Wales and sets off to make their donation in person. As the strike drags on, the two groups discover that standing together makes for the strongest union of all.
In 2014, 30 years after the historic UK National Union of Mine Workers strike from 1984 to 1985, two films were released. Still the Enemy Within is a documentary directed by Owen Gower and narrated by surviving mine workers who participated in the strike. The mine workers were called the Enemy Within by Margaret Thatcher and a conservative government, quote, intent on free market reform of the nationalized industries, which included plans for the closure of most of Britain's remaining coal pits. The public perception of militancy on the part of the National Union of Mine Workers still persists more than 30 years later. In a 2014 article by Georgia Rose for Vice magazine, director Owen Gower was asked to talk about the film's title, Still the Enemy Within. Quote, Margaret Thatcher herself called the miners the Enemy Within, and 30 years later they still have that label. The argument that they are not crazy militants waging war on the government has still not been won. It's still a dominant narrative of the strike. The other side of it is that they are still proud to wear that label, and they still believe in fighting for a better world today. It's about saying that the miners' strike is not just a piece of history, it's still ongoing. Regarding the struggles of the 1980s and their echo in the current political situation today, Gower comments, quote, Thatcher's project was to roll back everything that came out of the 1945 consensus, public services, nationalized industries, and so on. The miners knew that if they lost, it would be more than their communities that would be destroyed. There would be a weakening of unions as well as privatizations across the board. And that is what we're seeing today. Wages and pensions are being cut, and the gap between the rich and poor is deepening. The film Pride is the narrative counterpart to Still the Enemy Within. Directed by Matthew Warchus from a screenplay by Stephen Beresford, Pride is inspired by the true story of a London-based group of gay and lesbian activists and their efforts to raise money to support striking mine worker families. The film has been well received and won several high-profile awards, and thanks to the organizing efforts of our friends in the Portland chapter of Democratic Socialists of America, Pride will be shown on November 20th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. Tickets will be by donation on a sliding scale of $5 to $10, but no one will be turned away. More information on that later. Described as feel-good, uplifting, and a comedy whose, quote, laughs are as fierce as its politics, Pride indeed is the film that deserves to be seen. And this opportunity to see it on the big screen with an audience dedicated to social justice will be a good time. The music is good, the early 80s fashion is real good, and the struggle is epic. Pride picks up in the summer of 1984 with Margaret Thatcher in power and the National Union of Mine Workers on strike. Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners is born on the day of the 1984 Gay Pride March in London, as a group of activists decide to raise money to support the families of striking miners. Not all gay liberation activists are on board, unable to envision the value in supporting people who don't support them. But emerging leader Mark Ashton understands the power of solidarity in the face of a common enemy. As he passes collection buckets to somewhat indifferent marchers, Mark explains, quote, I want everyone to take a bucket and start rattling. This is for the miners. It's a show of solidarity. Who hates the miners? Thatcher. Who else? The police, the public, and the tabloid press. Sound familiar? The task of finding mining towns to support was difficult as the union feared association with deviants. At last, LGSM identifies a mining village in deepest Wales and set off in a minibus to make their donation in person. Solidarity is at the core of this film, rightly so, as not all mine workers went out on strike, and the strike was deemed illegal because a national vote was not conducted. Divide and conquer was in full force, and the police were deployed to intimidate mine workers and their families, resulting in violence and mass arrests. These the same police who harassed and brutalized queers in London. Margaret Thatcher claimed, quote, "There is no such thing as society. There are individual men and women, and there are families." In response, director Matthew Warchus counters, quote, "Pride's main characters fervently believe in the opposite, in the power of unity." Mark Ashton, a real-life activist who also worked with the Communist Party of Great Britain, understood the greater good in unity, and in the film is portrayed as unapologetic for his gayness and dedicated to solidarity. Quote, "One community should give solidarity to another. It is really illogical to say, I'm gay, and I'm into defending the gay community, but I don't care about anything else." Again from director Matthew Warchus, quote, "Both groups in the film, LGSM and the Welsh Miners, are certainly politically minded, but it's their humanity that's so compelling. Pride engages the audience not in party politics or preachy agendas, but in much bigger concepts of generosity and compassion." The film humorously depicts the developing relationship between apparent opposites who somehow overcome the obstacles between them. In a way, it's a classic romantic comedy, but the relationship isn't between individuals, but between two groups or communities, and they are driven not by romantic love, but by compassion. I think it reminds us of the idea of society, that there is, of course, such a thing after all. Pride released in 2014, 30 years after the devastating defeat of mine workers to Thatcher's United Kingdom, reminds us that victories do emerge from defeats. The Pride story is told with humor, compassion, and insight, and you can see it on the big screen at the Clinton Street Theater, November 20th, 7 p.m. For tickets, go to portlanddsa.org calendar, where you can purchase advance tickets. $5 to $10 suggested donation. No one will be turned away, and all proceeds go to pay for the event. I'll end with a tiny note on music. In response to a damaging tabloid article accusing mine workers of collaborating with perverts, the LGSM organized the fundraiser Pits and Perverts, featuring synth-pop band Bronski Beat. The event was a huge success. Not a surprise that the Red Wedge Collective of musicians formed in the UK in 1985, attempting to engage young people with politics in general, and the politics of the Labour Party in particular, in the hope of ousting the Conservative government of Margaret Thatcher. The Iron Lady would remain in office through 1990. The anti-establishment, anti-authoritarian music of the late 70s and early 80s will always live large in my heart. So for Veterans Day, I think Bronski Beat, No More War, is a nice way to end. This has been Denise Morris for the Old Mole Variety Hour, today talking about the film Pride, showing at the Clinton Street Theater, November 20th.